I'd like to bring the regular meeting of the Water Wastewater Committee to order. Could I have roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present.
This is the time for public comment. This would be the time when anybody that happens to be on a call would like to speak to something that is not on the agenda. And if you have a 3-minute limit, and if there's anybody on the phone, if they would like to, they could identify themselves and speak at this time or speak about an agendized item. Is there anybody that would like to say anything for public comment? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to close public comment. This is the same situation that we had at the last meeting. Neither you or I were on the committee before, so we were going to assume that the minutes are correct, and I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I second it.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Moved and seconded and passed. Presentations, please.
We have no present water wastewater update.
We don't.
We can move to discussion items.
Okay. We will move to discussion items, the first of which is chair and vice chair.
Yes.
Ms. Porter, do you have a preference one way or the other?
I do not have a preference one way or other.
Why don't I do the first year and you do the second year?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. So moved, seconded, and carried.
Okay. The next item two, is a discussion of possible feedback on the proposal to purchase a new sludge dredge in the amount of $144,603 and increase the capital project total budget to $166,294. I believe Gregory's on the phone, our engineer. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Mr. Harris, how are you, sir? It's great to talk to you again.
Kevin, how
are
you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. And our new board member, Ashley, is here with me.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Hey, guys. Sorry, I got tied up today. I would probably normally be there in person, but I got tied up today. But we do plan on coming out and giving a presentation to the full board on the education project. But that's a different time. Today, we are going to talk over the sludge dredge. So the town purchased the sludge dredge way back in 2004, and Virgil sort of organized that effort, and Blair and I have been using that dredge ever since. It sits down in the lagoons at plant number two now, and you may recall that when we first expanded Discovery Bay and built plant two, there was a whole bunch of sludge in the pond at plant one. They got pumped over to plant two. So, over time, we've been slowly pumping that sludge into the solar dryers and drying that sludge and hauling it off. And that's the purpose of the dredge. So without the dredge, we can't pump sludge, and it just piles up in the lagoons. And our permit doesn't allow us to just pile sludge in the lagoons. We're supposed to process it. So that dredge is coming on 17 years old. It's been repaired several times, but it's basically just on its last leg. So Jerry with Veolia and Herwitt have been working together to receive and get proposals from several people for a new dredge. It turns out the dredge that we originally bought was built by the Von Chopper Pump Company. They no longer make dredges. In fact, they didn't make a lot of them after the dredge we bought. They made like a dozen, and that one did, and they gave up on the business model. But we did contact Vaughn, and we contacted a company called Christofulli, to receive proposals. Initially, the Vaughn sort of gave us their story, ultimately, they wanted to sell one of their pumps, so they went out and, unbeknownst to us, contacted Christofulli and got a proposal from them, and then sort of packaged it up and marked it up and sent it to us. But fortunately, Jerry had already been contacting Christofulli, and so we kind of got two proposals. It's the only proposals we've gotten. This is a small little dredge. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's about the size of a car. Sits on two pontoons. It's got a pump on it and a big old hose that comes out of it, and it drives on cables. It goes back and forth across the lagoon. So it's not a really common item, and we couldn't find any other manufacturers on the scale. I mean, they have like marine dredges that are like the size of a ship, or something. like that, but that for this little tiny pond application, there's not a lot. So Chris Foley's been in the business a long time, and alternate they are a little less expensive than the sort of route through to the Vaughn people. And we worked on features and options with the sort of weekly wastewater committee that we have, and now that proposal sits before you. There was an original budget for the project. We are slightly over budget. With tax and everything, we're at $166,000. The base dredge, and then that's over our CIP budget. This was on the CIP, and it's in your staff report, but I think we were in there at a little over $100,000 in the CIP. So we need to hit the reserves for about $34,600. And so we're bringing it forth for you guys to comment before going to the board. And that's basically our presentation.
Greg, do you have any questions, Ashley? Go ahead.
I just have a quick, you said you were into it for $34,603, but you're also asking for a 50% contingency, correct? So the total reserve we'd be pulling out would be $56,294?
That is correct. And the $34,603 lines up with all the dollar amounts on the proposals and things, but, there's some vagaries. You know, we haven't done this in quite a few years, and there needs to be a bracket or some other thing purchased once we get into installing it. That's what the contingency.
Okay.
So my question, Greg, would be a little more technical. First one, so if I'm understanding you correctly, the company that we bought the original dredge from just went out to the company that we went to for a bid and then put their markup on it and gave us a price. It's the same equipment.
They did get an OEM price from them, but originally they told us, well, we're not in the dredge business. And then the salesman wanted to be kind of a hustler trying to figure something out.
Right.
He gave us a proposal on a dredge. Originally, it was like something that was like made in your backyard. We said, no, thank you. And then he said, oh, I'll get you a real one. And unbeknownst to us, he contacted the same people we were already talking to, Chris Foley.
Well, it sounds like it's a...
And then kind of packaged it up and sent it to us.
It sounds like it's a limited supply chain for that particular product. Are we unique as a water treatment plant in using a sludge pond?
We are not unique. That's why this is a standard product for Chris Foley, but there's not a lot of manufacturers in this business.
Okay.
It's a small pond dredge business, I'll say. There's not a lot of manufacturers in it. In fact, I can't find anyone besides Chris Foley realistically as the true manufacturer of the dredge.
And then,
buy pontoons, build a frame, build a drive, build the motors and stuff like that.
And then, refresh, so I haven't looked at that process for a while over there. We have three sludge ponds over there, is that correct?
We actually have two big sludge lagoons, and then we have an aerobic digester that's a little bit smaller.
That's the furthest west, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's also a hole, I'll say this, there's a hole in the ground for a third lagoon that we just kind of ignore and pretend doesn't exist.
Okay. So we just move stuff from one pond to the next pond and then pump it over into the drying house. Is that correct?
Yeah, basically, yes.
Okay. It's been a while, so I'm just trying to refresh my memory. Okay. Any comments?
I just have a couple more questions. Sorry. If voted on and decided, like, what's the timing on getting it, and are we going to run into any issues with pricing going up or down because of how long it takes to get one, if it takes a long time to get one?
The plan would be, if the board approves it, we'd issue a PO the next week, and the pricing is firm.
Okay.
For, like, 60 days or something on our close.
And how long to receive the actual unit itself, I think, Ashley wanted.
Yeah, how long?
They'll send you a shop drawing, which is, 4 to 8 weeks to get you a shop drawing, and then it's usually 6 to 8 weeks for delivery after that.
Okay, thank you.
And we have confidence that technically it's what we need for the process we have, and we're confident that that's the,
you know, as I look at it, it's very similar to the one we have, and they've also been making them a lot of years, so this isn't like a custom thing for us. This is a standard model.
It's kind of like you kind of get a little leery when it's a sole source, but that's okay. I mean, if it's sole source, it's sole source. Can't do much about that.
Attempted to get bids, but as you can see, the market got a little squirrely on. Not a lot of players.
Staff has a question. What's the lifespan?
Oh, that's a great question.
Lifespan on that unit?
I think it should be about the same. You know, our existing one, I mean, it's all stainless materials and, you know, that kind of stuff. The existing one made it 17 years. I would expect it to be about the same.
Was there beginning to have maintenance issues with the existing one?
Oh, yeah. We've had that for a while. I mean, they've repaired some different items on it over time.
Been patching it and making it work?
They maintain it, but it's now the point so many things need to get fixed that it's not worth repairing.
Okay. So in the CIP, we had 110 and we needed an additional $56,000. Is that correct? Something like that? Okay. Again, I think these are, thank you for all that information, Greg. I appreciate it. I think that the committee is comfortable in moving forward and recommending this to the board for approval.
Public comment.
Sorry, my bad, because nobody answered. Is there any, this is the time, Greg, hold on 1 second before we close. Is there anybody out there that would like to make any public comment about this item? Okay, do we have to make a motion on this, or just a...
concurrence, I mean, move staff recommendation.
Yeah, that's...
as a recommendation to the board, you can do that.
Yeah, I move that we take staff's recommendation and present it to the board.
And I'll second that, and it's an MSC.
Right.
Move second and carried.
Just a footnote to that, I think we ought to look a little deeper at the lifespan of that and create a revolving fund so that we're putting into a fund.
Yeah, into a reserve.
So
that if that has to have a special reserve fund, it's a fairly high dollar item.
Right.
Yeah.
So we want to start
to have a replacement plan on it.
Now if we know we're going to have to replace it in 12 years.
So we're referring that back to finance to put together a proposal to get that onto the reserve fund. Okay. Good idea, Mike.
Yeah.
Thanks. Item number 3, Well B, 1B.
Okay, for an update on 1B, I'm going to turn it over to our water engineer, Justin Shobe. Justin, are you on the line?
I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
I can. It's like old home week. Hey, Justin.
I know, man. Well, hey, Kevin, how's it going?
Good to
hear your voice.
Good to talk to you. What do you got for us on Well B, 1B?
I'll give you guys a brief update. This is just an update item, no decisions or anything like that. So I'll just kind of explain what we're doing on this project. I figured I would just give a brief overview for Ashley's benefit.
Thank you.
If that makes sense, just on the wells, and the construction of the wells, and then.
Please.
Okay, great. So Discovery Bay obtains its water from groundwater wells. From the aquifer that exists below in Contra Costa, East Contra Costa County. And we have 6 wells in the system that provide all of the water supply for us. And those wells are dedicated to the
on
Sierra
Island?
Plant.
Gilligan's Island? Sorry, Justin, go ahead.
We have the Willow Lake plant that has 3 wells that supply water to it. And we have the Newport treatment plant that has also 3 other wells that supply water to it. So these wells are constructed about 400 feet deep, approximately, targeting the aquifer, the drinking water aquifer that has the good water quality that we're seeking, that is somewhere anywhere between 250 to 350 feet deep. And we see water levels of those aquifers about 60 to 80 feet deep. And what the well is it's a drilled construction, a reverse drilling method. And how it's constructed is you have a steel casing that goes down to the depth, surrounded by gravel. And the gravel is to protect the hole from caving in, and it's also to filter provide some filter for the water that's coming in from the aquifer, and to prevent sand, because the aquifer that can carry the water is essentially sand, and we don't want that sand to come into our water supply. So the gravel that's surrounding this well casing is preventing that sand coming in, but also not being so fine that it constricts our capacity. We want to make sure the water can flow really smoothly into this well structure so that we can pump it out. So once we have the steel casing, and the casing has screens in it, it has perforations in the casing that are targeted at these aquifer zones that exist anywhere, like I said, 250 to 350 feet below ground. Now we have a casing that has water in it, and we put a pump inside of there to pump it out. And there's different types of pumps that we use, and there's different types throughout the town in these six different wells. So well 1B, what happens over time with any well structure is naturally going to clog that gravel that's protecting our casing from the natural aquifer is going to fill up with fines as it collects fines from the aquifer. And there's also different mechanisms that cause clogging, like bio growth, biological growth, or oxidation of the minerals that are in there, like iron and manganese. So from time to time, we have to pull the pump out and go in there and clean the well. And cleaning the inside of the screens is really what we can physically get to with brushes and chemicals. But what we're trying to also do is to purge the well to bring in any of these fines that are clogging up the gravel. And how we observe that we need to do this is we'll see the drop in water level in the well for a given flow rate. So if we're pumping 2,000 gallons per minute from the well when it's brand new, and the water in that well drops down 50 feet, but over time, to get that same 2,000 gallons a minute, it's dropping down 80 feet or 100 feet, we know it's really starting to clog. And we track that from testing we do every 2 years. We track the change in that factor, that drop in water level. So what we've seen in well 1B is that it's time for a rehab. That capacity has that drop drawdown has been getting lower. And we've seen it before in this well. We did a rehab in this particular well about 10 years ago in 2011. And what ends up happening with these when they start to clog too is you're not going to restore back to its full capacity just by nature of any natural system. It's going to slowly clog over time, and you won't be able to completely release all of that. So, we just kind of go in and hope for the best, get as much cleaning done as we can. And because of what we saw last time and not getting, not restoring that capacity to previous, and it stopped declining, what we saw in 2011 when we did the rehab. Since then, it hasn't been declining further. We didn't restore too much capacity. We removed a lot of material, yet the capacity didn't increase. So this time around, we have an even more aggressive program that we're doing. So the board approved a rehab program in August, and since then, what we've done is developed a well rehabilitation program that went out to well contractors, to specialized drillers that have a specialized license for this, and got prices from them. And we also did a separate program for the pump, because the pump is a separate type of contractor. And we know when we pull this pump out, there's most likely going to be some level of upgrades or maintenance that needs to be done on that mechanical component. And on this particular pump in here in well 1B, we knew that motor has been in there for 20 years, and it's just a matter of time before it goes. And it's a special motor that has a type of mercury seal in it that only a particular type of contractor can do the work on. So we got bids from two of those contractors, and for the pump work that we need to do, because we'll need to replace that motor. So at this point, we've gotten the program put together. We worked with staff to to develop that program. We've been meeting weekly with Jerry and Veolia, with Aaron, Dina, Mike Duraca, the whole group, going over all the projects and developing these as we discuss every week. So where we're at right now is the contractors have been selected. It's within budget. It's just a matter of getting the contracts finalized. And this was a project that was planned for Veolia to hire directly the contractors. So at this point, I believe what we're waiting on is those contracts between Veolia and the contractors to be approved by Veolia's legal team. So that's kind of the latest update. We're tentatively scheduled to start the rehab work on Well 1B in March. But it's really pending these contracts getting finalized.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. I appreciate the explanation.
So do I. Do you have any questions,
Ashley? I don't have any questions right
okay,
now.
Okay, so is this a regular rotation through a maintenance program we're putting together now that you kind of alluded to, or is this because we're having problems with the well?
This is because we're having problems with the well. We've been tracking the capacity every 2 years, and for a few years it was stable, but it started to drop again. And this well has had the most severe decline of all the wells.
Okay.
So at some point, the more it declines, it becomes irrecoverable, because you're only going to get a certain percentage back when you do a rehab.
Right.
So we're kind of thinking this well might become a well that needs rehabs more frequently than the other wells. At this point, it's been 10 years since the last rehab. We'll just keep monitoring it, but it's potentially even sooner than that till the one following this. But really what we need to do is get through this rehab and assess the conditions and the results and go from there, from a game plan moving forward.
I'm sorry, I do have a quick question. What is the expected capacity gain once the rehab is done?
Is the question, what will it
will there be an increase
in
how much if through the rehab? Will it be an increase in production? And if there will, what do you expect?
That's really the question we all have. We can't predict it, unfortunately.
Okay. Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
So this is what type of pump is in there?
This one is a submersible pump.
That's what I thought. It is a submersible.
What it means is the motor is actually at the bottom, inside the well, underneath water. It's at the bottom of the pump, submerged in water. Motor itself, the electrical.
How many of those in our system are there? Of submersible type? Aaron?
They are, four of them are submersible. Wait, of the six, only two of them are the other type.
Okay.
Yeah, four of them are submersible.
And they're the oldest ones also, correct? The submersibles?
Not necessarily. Your newest well is a submersible.
Okay.
Generally, if the well is outdoors, we tend to go submersible, because the ones that are not, where the motors are sitting on top, they make a lot of noise.
Inside of a house. I got you. That's what well 5 was. We used to get complaints over there about well 5 before it closed down.
Right. So well 5, and I counted well 5 amongst when I said you have 6 wells. Well 5 is one of those wells that's still technically in operation. We just don't use it from water quality perspective.
Justin, I have a request of you, and unless it's too much work, I don't want to create a bunch of dollars spent here, but at one point in time, might even go back to John Fawcett, right? We were given a chart, and it showed each well, how much it was produced when it was originally constructed, and then the history of those wells. And I think you've presented that chart to us before. You know what I'm talking about? Can you get that over so Ashley and I can see it? Because I've been out of the loop for a while, and I think it'd be beneficial for Ashley to see what the capacities were, so she kind of so we both understand what we're talking about here, what kind of losses were, how they were originally designed, built, where, how they've diminished, what we expect to get out of them. I know I've gone over that with you before at some point in time.
And truly won't be any extra effort than what we're already doing, because we've been working with staff and developing an asset management plan, which is really what that's all about, is documenting your inventory and the history of your inventory. And of course, with the wells, we already have a really good handle on that, because we've been testing them every 2 years and paying very close attention to those.
That would be great if you could get that over to staff, and then maybe we'll make that an agenda item for us, just for Ashley and I to review at some at one of the maybe the future meetings, Mike. Just so we get a better grasp on how much water we're getting and where it's coming from. Anything else you have for us on that, Justin?
No, the work we're hoping we start in March. And then once we get done with that, we should have, you know, the work once we start will take us probably about a month
by the board
already from start to finish. We might be waiting on some pump component potentially, but if we start March 1st, the well should be online sometime in April. And then by then we'll have a result that we'll present to everybody.
Great. And Jerry, question for you, sir.
Yes, sir.
How soon are you going to be done with your lawyers?
That's up to the lawyers.
For me,
I would have been done a long time ago.
They run on their own schedule. Do we have any idea how soon that we might get approval to move forward with this thing?
That's just between them, sir. The last thing I did, I sent an email Monday. They were asking for the physical address for well 1B.
Gilligan's Island.
I sent the physical address, and they were supposed to send it to the lawyer.
Okay.
Are there hiccups with it? I mean, is there concerns that they have?
We've been working on this for a month, and we are, they are aware that we have a hard start date, and they need to be done and ready to go, because we're going on that date, and it's not going to be good for them,
meaning
the lawyers, if it's not resolved.
Okay. All right. So it's really not thank you, Mike, for that update. It's no and nobody's hands really in this room right now. It's a matter of just getting Veolia to
sign off
get
on.
It. Yeah, sign off on it. All right,
the contractors all know that we want to start March 1st, so I think they just need somewhere to sign their name.
Great, thanks, Justin, for that update. I appreciate that. Is that all we have, Justin, on here for? All right, buddy. Hey, it's good talking with you. Thanks for the update. So I'm sorry.
Everybody. Have a good night.
Wait. Don't go anywhere. Yeah, well, I'm out of shape here. So, public comment on that item. Is there any public comment that anybody would like to make, even though it really wasn't an action item? Is there any public comment that anybody would like to make on that particular item? Okay. Now you can go. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you, Justin.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. All right. Have a good night.
Okay, item four. I don't think anybody's on this phone, but.
You still have to do it.
Item four, we're going to turn it back over to our wastewater engineer, Gregory Harris, to give you an update on denitrification. Gregory?
Okay, great. This is a slightly informal preview of what we would like to give to the board. I know, understand we've had some new board members come on. Last year, there was a lot of discussion about the denitrification project. So I'd like to give just an update for the new board members that are on this committee. And then, we should talk about when we should bring a proposal or bring some more information to the full board, just so they can kind of catch up what's going on in this project. But Kevin will recall that several years ago, our permit was changed. And in that permit, they added a couple new requirements. So one was to add filters. The other thing that they did was to add denitrification requirements. And essentially what that means is the wastewater comes in with ammonia from the biological ammonia from the people. And that ammonia gets converted to nitrate in the process right now, NO3. And that nitrate can cause algae blooms and hyacinth blooms in the delta. And so to reduce that potential, the regional board mandated essentially 9 years ago, they gave us 10 years or so to install a process to remove that nitrate from the wastewater, and they install a total nitrogen limit of 10 milligrams a liter. So there's been a lot of time and planning around the denitrification project. The master plans incorporated it. There's been several master plans updates to sort of really hone in on the project. And last year, we kicked off the formal design of the denitrification project. In going through those designs, there were discussions of different elements of the project. Those elements were brought to the board for sort of modification of the project. And the two biggest modifications were to not build any facilities to Plant 1 as originally envisioned, but to move an oxidation dish to Plant 2. And then there was a cost increase to accommodate new rotors at the facility. Testing had shown that the existing rotors were inadequate for the oxygen supply. And based upon that, cost for new rotors was developed, alternatives were evaluated, and they were brought before the board and the decision was made. So the project as envisioned right now, as currently designed, is for our fourth oxidation ditch at plant number two. Anoxic basins in front of each oxidation ditch that has three anoxic basins. Some mixed liquor pump stations to move the flow around. A new bar screen at plant number two. And some other various minor improvements that come through the facility. We are currently pushing to be 90% complete with design in February. The project goal is to be out to bid by, say, April-ish, April 1st, the beginning of April, not the end of April, but like April 1st, April 2nd, something in there. And the project will go out to bid then. We'll receive bids in May. And then notice to proceed will start happening in June. There's some improvements that really need to be done at Plant 1 that we've never been able to get a contractor to do them. So that's been included in this project, and that is at the inflow pump station. And it's going to be an accelerated portion of the project to complete the sort of issues we're having with the inflow pump station.
What issues are we having? What issues are we having with the inflow pump station?
We have some pipes with holes in them.
Oh, that's
that
a problem.
Not be able to use them. And it's just from the corrosive wastewater that we have in Discovery Bay and the hybrids that we're getting on the inflow pump station.
Okay.
And that needs to be repaired. So we have a couple pipes with holes, so we essentially can't use the pump because the water just squirts out the side of the pipe instead of going anywhere, you know, the plant too. So we have an accelerated portion of this project. We're going to contract for 60 days to go into the inflow pump station and make all these repairs. We did try to bid that as a separate project, but the cost was horrendous. The mobilization, the risk cost for a contractor for a small little project like that was, they wanted like $150,000 to make what I will say is probably $50,000 in repairs, you know. So that's another element of the project.
So how are we moving it from plant one to plant two if we can't use the pump station?
Well, the good news is that you had a smart engineer at some point give you more than one pump, and he gave you five of those suckers, and so we lost it.
Oh, that's genius, huh? Okay. Good. That helps. But obviously, they're all going to eventually have, good. So by incorporating it into the larger project, we're saving $100,000 or so.
I think so, yeah. You know, and at this point, we're still functioning, and Jerry's holding the story together. We're going to put it as a first thing to do for a contractor that starts the bigger job. And in general, it's just hard to get qualified contractors to come out and do small jobs in Discovery Bay. We're a long ways from everybody, and you pay a pretty big premium. So it's a lot easier to affect you. We're doing some minimal, tiny maintenance things as part of the bigger project too. Things that are just difficult to get a contractor to come out and do. But if they see a $10 million project, you'll get a good bid on them. So that's basically what we're doing. And the budget of the project I think it's like $13 million or something like that. But we did have some increases to the budget for moving the oxidation ditch to plant two and the rotors. And I think we're floating about $1 million above that, but Nina has those numbers and we're getting those into the CIC.
I should probably know this, and I'm gonna feel dumb by asking this question. Have we already got the funding straightened out for that $10 million? Where's that $10 million coming from? It's not for you, Greg. Hold on. Julie?
Once we get the bids, we did the rate study last year that incorporates the cost of D-Night. Once we get the construction bids, we'll be working with the finance committee to see how much of reserves versus bond funding we will do to.
So there will be funding options brought to the finance committee to consider soon, because we're getting this. I mean, Greg, are we up against a hard deadline with this, aren't we?
Yeah, so the schedule from the regional board is we have to be online and our permit limits change December 31, 2023.
Oh.
And so the big thing is it's going to take us 2 years to build this. It's going to be very, very sequential. We have to do one ditch at a time and slowly slop things up. So we can't really just come in and like go nuts. And then also, Veolia needs time to run these facilities and get them working and shaken out before our permit changes. So that's why our deadline is we really need to let this contract in June, spend our 2 years building it, and then give Veolia at least 6 months or as much time as we can buy them before our permit changes, and then we face fines. If you recall, there were delays in bidding the filters project. The documents were done, and there were delays in bidding the filters, and there were delays in awarding the contract for several reasons. And as a result of that, the filters came online with like a month or two before the permit change. And that wasn't enough time for Veolia to shake everything out and not problems. And we hit January, 3 months into it, the whole thing blew up in our face. And
I remember.
You know, fortunately, through a trick of wordsmithing, we managed to set some fines, but we violated for 30 days straight. So it was not.
I recall. Great. Did you have something, Mike?
Yeah, you asked about the debt and are we up against the deadline? One of the things we did do early on is we passed a reimbursement resolution. So any money that we advance now for Ashley's benefit, we can pre-fund some of this project. So hurrying and getting a debt to pay for it we want a reasonable time. But that debt can go back in time now to pay for monies we've advanced for this project if necessary.
So with that resolution then gives us the ability to take bond money and reimburse reserves.
Right, and we may be coming, the money that we've spent actually out of our reserves to front load some of this project.
Right.
And bonds is not necessarily the only solution that will be coming before you. There may be other debt financing methodologies we'll bring before financing.
Okay.
So that resolution gives you a little bit of flexibility in trying to find the right financing for it. So
correct.
We're not rushing to get something that just because we need it, where we need something that's a little bit more sound and cost efficient.
We can watch the markets, talk to our experts, and when we're not up against the wall at this point.
And it won't delay the initiation of the project.
Correct.
Yeah, we have ample funds to start the project can start, because it's going to be a combination.
Greg, you have anything else you want to add? Do you need?
I looked in my pockets. I don't have the $10 million. I'm gonna have to get something else.
Well, Mike, I'm not gonna comment on that in public. I'll talk to you later. Greg, thank you for that presentation. I am just as anxious as everybody else to get another project. You know, I hate to say that, Greg, because every time we get one finished, they hit us with another one. So hopefully, this is going to be the last of the. You don't see anything on the horizon, do you, with regards to other stuff that's going to be required of us?
We're going to build the diffusers this summer, also.
The diffusers
In Old River. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I went blank there for a minute. Yeah, that project, I was just conveying to, I think, Aaron the other day or something that, you know, when I first started on the board, whatever, how many years ago, Virgil was talking about divers that had been in the river, and I'm like, why did we send divers in the river? And that's how long that diffuser project's been going on, like for 11 years.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, so we've had maintenance on it, and now it's like we've got to fix it. And the good news is we just got our new permit. They did put the screws to us. I didn't remember if you recall. I gave a presentation before. I got him to back off of one number that was really screwing us.
Right.
And, they did do that for us. But in general, you know, once you do something, then every permit is like, what have you done for me lately? You know, kind of thing.
I'm sure the diffuser project is going to be on the next month's agenda because Dina is kind of like getting us reacquainted slowly with different projects as they seem to be. So she's kind of putting different things on the agenda every month to get us caught up to what's going on. So appreciate the update. Anything else for us?
Yeah, I would like to, like, you guys pick a day for having me give a presentation to the whole board because, you know, with the changeover on the board and such, it's not clear to me that all the new people are in this meeting or there's other new people. I think we should give them an update about, you know, the diffuser project and the denitrification project. And these are big projects going through the district right now, and not everyone's familiar with, how we got here and what we're doing.
And not to single out the new people, because remember, I haven't been on the committee for a couple of years, Greg, so I need the refresher course too. So I think all of us could benefit from that. Why don't, when we talk next month, we'll have the diffuser project on the agenda. Is Dina on the call?
Yes.
Okay. Next month we'll have the we'll have the diffuser project on here to talk about. And then after, and when do you want to do that presentation to the board?
So we're going to go out to bid in March. So, you know, I would think in February, second meeting in February, maybe, or first meeting in March, I think is, you know, we're about to crank it, because what's going to happen as soon as we get those bids, we're going to have to bid in April. So you see the second meeting in February, first meeting in March.
Okay.
But, you know, people come in and going to want to spend a lot of money, you know, real quick. And if people are like, well, what's this about? You know, that doesn't go good.
So staff's aware of that. I think that's a great idea on your part. Thank you for being proactive there. Staff's aware of it, and they'll take care of getting it on the agenda and getting you to be able to give a presentation to us. Am I correct there, Mike? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, Greg, anything else?
Don't forget public comment.
No, that's it.
Okay, is there anybody have any public comment on the D-Night project? Okay. Not hearing any, I will close public comment. And Greg, thanks again for the presentation, and we look forward to hearing from you in the next month or so.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Kevin.
All right,
thanks,
talk to you later, buddy. Take care. Say hi to Kurt for me.
I will do so.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. That's all we have on the agenda, so I guess with that, any future agenda items that you know of right now? We've already identified a couple.
No.
Okay, so with that, I will adjourn the meeting.